This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Do you ever wish the guidance of God was as clear and seemingly simple as it was for the Israelites in their desert wanderings? In Numbers 9:15 through 23, it says that when the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered it. At night, it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, the Israelites set out. Whenever it settled, they encamped. This visible form of guidance seemed so simple. We don't have such a visible sign to guide our steps. It seems so much harder for us to determine God's guidance in our daily affairs. Notice what it says in verse 23. At the Lord's command they encamped, and at the Lord's command they set out. They obeyed the Lord's command given through Moses. Whether the Lord's command is verbal, inscripted, or visible, like the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night, we should obey. If we do all God has told us to do and not do anything He has forbidden, the vast majority of our decisions would be clear. If we decided to surrender fully to God and seek to please Him in all our ways, most of the remaining decisions would not be difficult. It's been said if we obey, surrendered, and set our hearts or our desires on pleasing God, that covers 95% of God's will. We are free then to do whatever our hearts desire in the remaining areas. At first, this seems like an open door to gratifying our sinful desires, but don't you think the strength of the 95% of commitment overrides this tendency? God is committed to directing our ways. We just need to keep in step and depend upon the Holy Spirit.